This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Later today, the Senate is expected to pass the biggest restructuring of the intelligence establishment in more than half a century. After weeks of Republican infighting, the House last night passed the Compromise Intelligence Reform Bill by a vote of 336-75. The legislation follows many of the recommendations of the 9/11 Commission, and it got a strong last-minute push from the White House. NPR's David Wellner reports.
As relatives of 9/11 victims look down from the galleries in the House chamber, the legislation many of them have been urging lawmakers to pass finally made it to the House floor yesterday. The bill had almost been killed last month by opposition from some leading House Republicans, and it won more votes from Democrats than Republicans. One of those Democrats was New Jersey's Bob Menendez.
This will be the first comprehensive overhaul of our intelligence apparatus since 1947, updating it from the Cold War to the War on Terror. The bill will establish a Director of National Intelligence in charge of all of the government's intelligence gathering, analysis, and counterterrorism operations.
That Director of National Intelligence would be appointed by the President, and it would be up to that director to decide whether the President or other top officials would see any dissenting intelligence estimates. Though the bill calls for the director to have full control over the budgets of the 15 intelligence agencies, no more than 5% of each agency's budget can be shifted by the director during any fiscal year. The bill also requires that the DNI, as the chief will be known, submit within 6 months a plan for getting more information through undercover agents. Jane Harman is the top Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee. She and others who backed the overhaul refrained from criticizing the nation's intelligence community for the failures that prompted the reform.
They have our praise, our admiration, and our full support. Good people need better tools. We are going to provide those tools today.
But the bill does not follow the 9/11 Commission's recommendation that the intelligence budget, which has always been secret, be made public. It does create a National Counterterrorism Center, as the Commission recommended, and while that center has the power to plan intelligence missions, its director cannot tell spy agencies how to carry them out. California Republican Dana Rohrabacher is one of dozens from his party who voted against the reform bill. He charged that creating a Director of National Intelligence would do little more than create another layer of bureaucracy.
What this bill does is change the flow chart, trying to make people think that's doing something. It adds a level of bureaucracy, a new level of bureaucracy, and yes, creates an intelligence czar.
It also creates broadened authority to use wiretaps and surveillance on suspected terrorists, even if they are not connected to a foreign entity. Even some Democrats who backed the bill overall, such as former Border Patrol Chief Silvestre Reyes of Texas, acknowledged having deep concerns about what the bill might mean for civil liberties.
These provisions, establishing new investigatory surveillance and information sharing authorities, carry tremendous potential for abuse. I am concerned that these provisions may only be the beginning and that we could be headed down a dangerous path without ensuring appropriate checks and balances.
The bill does call for the creation of an independent privacy and civil liberties board, but its members would not have the power to issue subpoenas, as the 9/11 Commission had recommended. Most Republicans who voted against the bill did so because it lacked immigration-related provisions that they'd sought, including expedited deportation of aliens and a ban on states issuing driver's licenses to illegal immigrants. But Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins, who led the negotiations with the House, insisted on keeping the immigration-related measures out.
Those provisions, which were highly controversial, and several of them were opposed by the administration, would have been poison pills for this bill, regardless of their merits apart from this bill.
Still, House leaders yesterday promised that the immigration measures left off the intelligence reform bill will be attached to the first must-pass legislation in the next Congress. David Wellner, NPR News.